Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yes. Who is this? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Lycan, L-I-K-E-N.
I just spoke to you.
You did.
About Body Lux Fitness. And I'm calling again about Top Wellness. They're taking $49.89 out of my account. And I had that come out on the 9th, and then again on the 17th, on January 25th, and December 28th. Now, that's $49.89. What is going on with you guys? What are you doing?
I'm not sure. That's probably that survey I was telling you about.
Well, whatever it is, Ms. Lakin, I need it to stop, and I need my money back.
All right, let's pull it up so we can see what's your zip code?
22546. But I can assure you, I did not agree to pay $50 a month ago. This is, well, February, they took it out twice. What in the world?
All right, verify your address for security purposes.
15 Bonsell Cove, Ruth Glen, Virginia, 22546.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. It looks like here, do you remember taking a survey to pick out a Dyson vacuum through a sweepstakes entry?
I do not.
Or did you receive anything?
No, I did not.
So basically you're saying this one is fraud and somebody signed you up for the Dyson vacuum?
I don't know. I never received a Dyson vacuum. When was that supposed to come?
It doesn't. It's an entry to win it. So that means if you didn't receive it, you were not selected.
Oh, so it is fraud. I got you. I want my money back, please.
So did you take the survey?
I don't remember whether I took a survey or not. But I do remember that $49.89 is coming out of my account twice a month. So what is that for?
Okay, if you took that survey, whenever you put your information in for that Dyson, it automatically enrolls you into a meal planning app subscription, and it's $49.89 a month.
For what?
A meal planning app that you download on your phone. You're supposed to receive an email. Did you ever get an email?
No, I didn't get an email. I didn't get a Dyson. I didn't get anything. I just got money taken out of my account. I want my money back.
Okay, so are you going to file it under fraud if you're saying you didn't do it?
You can file it under whatever you want, Ms. Lincoln. I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I just want my money back.
No. I understand that. I'm saying I need to know if you're saying whether you signed it so I can know how to file it for you.
I have no idea about signing up for any kind of meal plan.
Okay. That's fine. If you're saying you didn't do it, then that's what we're going to put. Whatever the customers say, that's what we're going to go by. So what I do is I'm going to get this one canceled out for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay. It's bad enough that they tricked me into buying something that I did not want. And then they don't even send whatever it is they say I'm paying for. It's just not right.
One second.
Thank you.
Give me 1 second. I'm just getting all the information ready for you. I'm almost done.
Okay, I'm not going anywhere.